Audio morning brief for the U.S. grain markets. It's 8:36 a.m. Eastern Time, June 8th. I'm Rich Pye for Critical Point. I just finished videoing the weekly update for the grain markets, and we're now processing it, and we'll get that posted for you. A few minutes ago, the drought monitor map came out, and wow, okay. I was actually talking to myself to be a real doubting Thomas of any kind of crop problem, but we've got moderate drought issues going all the way into Pennsylvania. The dryness that was on the southern edge of New York is now all the way into the northern edge, on into the outer Roundex, a little bit in the far northern edge, northwestern edge of, say, the New England states. However, nothing in the Mid-Atlantic. Florida's backing off. Plains are backing off. It's kind of like it's migrating from California and reinforced the plains, and now moving from the plains over into Western Corn Belt and even into the Eastern Corn Belt. So basically, all the Corn Belt is dry to moderate drought, to far edges a little more drought. This could be a developing thing. However, as we're watching the grain prices here, for the moment, hasn't paid much attention to that drought monitor map. We think the market's put in a level four bottom, and it's going to rally into tomorrow, and it may top for a level three and down into next week. What we don't know is it may stay up into next week and then down next week for level three, reducing the amount of time to decline, and that may reduce the amount of price. Which forecast is right? Well, it just depends on the fluctuation of the weather forecast into next week, as well as the actual rains from now into next week. How do they feel about going into the weekend? How do they feel coming out of the weekend? What are they going to do Sunday night? My guess is if it trades below the overnight low of 595 and a quarter, the market would rather be lower next week and is forgetting about the level three top. It's finding it's having difficulties. It's a sluggish market, and there's still a significant portion of the marketplace that wants to bet against a crop problem this year. They do not believe it, and they're willing to be dragged into it. They're willing to lose some money. They're that serious, okay? And they may flip later and help create an explosive move, but I think if we get an explosive move, there's going to be others who are going to maybe buy on a very short-term basis. They're going to be selling longer-term, farther out, new crop, and build for a position, a lower end of harvest, if not next year. And in the weekly update, I show you there's issues of when this market is probably going lower in the harvest, maybe even to next year. Our crop problem waits to next year. There's also issues when the Gleisberg cycle may have actually occurred in 2012, so check out that weekly update, my comments on that. There does not have to be a significant problem, but I think we ought to get somewhat of a crop problem this year or next, or maybe split up over 2 years, but maybe the more important next year. We just don't know. But if the July corn trades over yesterday's close at 604 and a quarter, I think we're on our way higher for that level four. I think it's trying its best to move higher in that level three top. But I've got problems here. Will it really trade much above 614, the high of this week? If it does, it may stall out of 620. And yet we have those 627 to 640 targets on the table. They were generated. They're bona fide. We can't rule out this market waking up and being that aggressive in coming weeks, but I doubt it's actually going to do it going into next week. I think those targets are further down the road. I think as we zoom out for these level four, level three trends into the level two, level one, there's still an opportunity to move higher over the next week or two, and then it may be all over, but it's looking more like it can move higher into the end of the month, on into mid-July, early July, and it could even stay up towards late July. There can still be more developing things going on here, but it's fascinating. This week has not been a good week for the bulls here. It looks sluggish. It looks like it does not want to move higher. All right, let's move to the July soybeans. Now, those are looking a little firmer to us. We think a level four bottom today. It bottomed 2 days ago. It topped yesterday. We think it's heading higher and going to take out the high of the week, yesterday's high at 1370 and three quarters. We think it's moving higher into level three top tomorrow, on into maybe the end of next week, but we think it tops out early next week. So tomorrow into early next week, best time frame. We think it backs off some of next week into a level three bottom. So we're thinking we're not going to get enough bullish weather here now into next week, but it may be more bullish as we go from next week into the following week, and it may be even still more bullish into July. We think, yes, we have bona fide generated upside targets of 1397 to 1428. They don't have to work, however. We're concerned $14 might be the best we can get for quite some time. And it doesn't have to do it in the next few days for the level three rally. We don't think it's going to. We think this is a slow grinding higher market. It is overbought on the daily chart. So you have to be concerned if it takes out the overnight low of 1352, something's wrong with our level three scenario. Better still, if it takes out the low of 1350, it may well be a level three top. Starting tomorrow into next week, a down day, a negative reversal day, probably a sign of a level three top, and we may not alert you. So keep that in mind. Looking out to next week, corn and beans ought to back off some, but they may just stall out. And as we look for those larger trends out into July, we may yet see these markets move higher. All right, and check out that weekly update because I do have the drought monitor map on it. I have some of the monthly charts here and long-term discussion. All right, in the wheat market, it may bounce back to about 632 or something for a truncated failed level three top, then down next week. But I'm just a little concerned it's ready to just go down in the next week. A little fuzzy where that level three top is. Maybe it was earlier this week. Maybe it's a blip up. Now, I don't know if there's a lot of downside here, but we have to be concerned there could be. It just looks like these grains really don't want to be all that bulled up this week or next. But maybe as we move further out in the end of the month into July, they can be bullish yet again. Maybe the weather's going to flip that way. Now, I'll also show you a rain chart. Forecast chart from tropicaltidbits.com. I scroll through it so you can see going out into late June here of what it's looking for. And it looks like there are rains, and I think that's what's bothering the market. I think the market wants a 14-day forecast with zero rains, and I think it wants more heat. I also mentioned about a poll that Karen Braun did of what these like 10 states, what the farmers are thinking. And I'm kind of surprised it really wasn't a discussion necessarily of how dry or how hot, more of like anxiety in the mood of what's going on. I think we got a fickle bull up move into July, and maybe the fickleness will go away soon. But I'm a little concerned this market doesn't really want to go up at this point. But at the same time, will they buy ahead of the weekend? I'm kind of thinking maybe. And what will they do Sunday night, Monday? Will they want to sell or buy again? Past results are not necessarily indicative of future results. Have a great day. Thank you.